Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Yes.
I'm waiting. Well, here we go with one of these again. First of all, there we go. Let's hope he's present for the show. In the meantime, Miss Nivian, I know you don't have that long, but how you been doing?
I'm good.
And also, happy belated birthday. I know I'm supposed to, I don't know what happened with the show that day, but I did manage to call in to, Did Nova King actually call into the show and wish you happy birthday?
No, and I don't blame anybody because I actually lost my phone, and in my phone I have so many contacts, and I use it to the mass text out every few seconds before I do my show, and if I'm doing other shows as well on another night, I didn't get a chance to actually text me because I have his phone number inside my phone as well. That's up. But anyway, nevertheless, it turned out okay. No complaints.
So who actually called in and,
Random, I guess, just random listeners or whatnot. Nobody. Extra special. Good. I had, nice little listeners and whatnot, and they all wished me happy birthday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I said, she got me calling people, telling people calling to the show, and I said, she don't even show up. I said, oh, my goodness.
But I did do my show now. My show actually started like 15 minutes after 10, because I was having I had no phone. But, anyway, got it going. And it did very well, had a great time. I actually had some comments, but I haven't had a chance to check them. I just saw that I had 3 comments. I never switched it with the reason. But other than that, it was fine.
I'm waiting on Mr. Keith Marie to call into the show. Let me hit his... Producer, publicist, let me get her up and let her know. She's been from the caller right now. Ah, here we go. So let's, I hope it's on California time.
If it's on California time, buddy. We're talking. I think Cali is like what? Because you're an hour from me. I'm down south. You are an hour ahead of me, right?
No, we're
at the same time.
Yeah, we're the same time zone. No,
okay.
Alabama is actually, I think, an hour or something like that ahead of 3 hours, something like that ahead of. Actually, an hour behind.
He's in Alabama?
No. I'm just saying that it's an hour. But no, he's. I think it's you guys. You are in the same time zone with me. So how's the show been going?
My show?
Yeah.
Show. I mean, it's going. I'm comfortable with the way it's going. I didn't do a show Tuesday past. I had a hectic day at work, and I really, really had a bad headache. So I actually came home and laid it down. So, but other than that, it's okay. We'll definitely be on tonight with Soul Princess. My show that's going to be next week, I will be having an author of 30 questions you should ask, a woman should ask a man before committing.
What's What's the name of the author?
His name is Reuben G. Warren.
Uh-huh.
And he has a book out called 30 Questions a Woman Should Ask a Man Before Committing or Whatnot or Getting into a Relationship, and Questions a Man Should Ask a Woman. He has 50 questions a man should ask a woman in 30. So it's going to be pretty interesting. The questions, I actually have one of the books, and it's some stuff in there that I wanted to talk with him about personally as far as to, you know, how do we come up with these questions. So that's going to be next Tuesday.
Oh, okay. Okay, and what is Soul Princess the show about tonight?
Whatever Soul Princess, I don't know. I have no idea.
No, you're going to be calling in, right, for Soul Princess?
Yes, usually Soul Princess, I mean, she'll have the subject sometimes, but sometimes it's like, it's whatever. So she hasn't been on in a couple of weeks. Her career is very, very busy.
Excuse me. You know, people just get so busy and, you know, wow.
Yeah.
Now, is she doing the still the stage plays and stuff?
I think she pulled out the plays. I take that back. I think this started back up in November. There have been, you know, a lot of revision going on with that play, Why Am I Not Married, which is written by and starring Chantel Christopher. So I think they're supposed to start back up in November, but besides that, since Soul Princess is a therapist, and she's busy. We're both busy. So.
Oh, she's a therapist. Not that, I forgot you told me that.
Yeah. Yep. And then we got projects that we're actually working on between, you know, together. So we actually got a couple of meetings set up towards the end of the month. So we're going to be extra busy. But it's all good. It's all, you know, going to be very rewarding in the end, I hope.
You guys are just all over the place. You guys need managers and publicists now. You guys are getting huge. Meetings with Oprah and Tyler. You guys need managers and publicists now.
So has your guest arrived yet?
Huh?
Is he here?
No, I'm still waiting on Tyler. I'm still Tyler. I'm still waiting on.
The most beautifulest thing in the world. The most beautiful list. I can barely say beautiful. Beautiful list. Thing in the world. That. I remember that one.
Yeah, that's the only one that I could actually remember from him doing. I don't even remember any other song that he did. You know, I could have, but I don't remember. That's the only one, you know, that made him, you know, really, really big. Well, I don't know. I don't know if he's gonna come or if he's not. But let me know when you gotta go, because I don't want to hold you up. Just let me know when you gotta go.
No, I'm fine. You want to, like, break off and call and see what's the dealio?
I just hit her up. I'm just waiting for her to get back
to me.
I just hit her up. I'm waiting for her to get back to me. Again, I had to apologize to all of my listeners that day when Marcus was on, and the system crashed down. I know so many people. I love looking at the yard charts for that show, and it was incredible. And, you know, I can imagine if I actually had done the interview, it probably would have been more. So, you know, I just was so upset myself. And, you know, I got a lot of, you know, I had to thank all of the fans and everything. And it was like when I came back on the air, I think that Wednesday night, I got so many, you know, emails. Oh, Tim, I'm glad you're back. And, you know, I don't listen to Blog Talk at all unless you're on. So, now, what did you say Kwaji was coming on the show?
He will be on there sometime next week. So he's going to talk about the new colleges that are actually, you know, hitting my boy up. So we're just trying to keep him focused because he's definitely going to be in somebody's major league. We don't know which one yet.
That is wonderful. It's so good to hear when your kids are doing well and staying positive.
They better.
right. It's just...
The situation out of Chicago where the kid was killed. The media says that he was an innocent bystander, so it's like, okay, what happened with these kids? How can children, you know, just kill like that or whatnot? And the question was thrown out is whether or not the parents should be held accountable, you know, for the kids that were involved that did cause, you know, the death of this young man who was, quote unquote, an innocent bystander. And honestly, really nobody deserves what happened to him. So I was kind of, you know, like tackling that question on myself like last week. Are parents responsible when their children act up like that? I have, you know, said no. Not the reason why I say for me no is because of the simple fact, you know, I've raised my children. They know that that is wrong, and if they do that, there is a cell waiting on them, and mommy may be. So I mean, a lot of people were like, yeah, yes, some parents do have a responsibility. They should be held responsible for it.
That's right.
Yeah. There's so much violence among children nowadays, and it's not the older crowd as far as the gangs or whatever, 25 and up or whatever, but now it's starting in the elementary school.
Right.
Where there's like, you know, this group over here, this group over there, and it is just really, really getting out of hand. It's deadly.
Yes, Chicago is it's becoming crazy over there. And, this is one of the reasons why I'm gonna be down there pretty soon, and that's one of the reasons I'm gonna come with security and with everything, because you know when I told one of the promoters down, he said, "Oh, you're gonna be alright." I said, "I'm not even from Chicago, so I definitely don't know where I'm going or where, you know, so I have to, you know, just be, you know, so much is going on down there." And I was that they had a meeting about all the situation that was going on down there, and yet they, and the one of the people said they should have had it where it was going on at now, and not in an upscale neighborhood in Illinois. They should have had it there where it was going on at, try to meet with people in that area.
It's just definitely, you know, I mean, kids, I know a lot of kids are afraid to even go to school. You know, because of the simple fact, you don't know whether or not you're going to get a chance to come home and do your homework. Because we have children that feels like, one young man said that when he grows up, he wants to be a killer. I'm like, well, damn, you don't need a PhD for that, baby. So we have to, I mean, as adults, we have to do something that will reinforce those negative thoughts that are that inside of children's head nowadays. We have to get more involved with your kids so you can know what's going on inside of that mind of theirs. I encourage all parents to get in your child's business, especially if you are housing, feeding, clothing them, and if you're giving them money every now and then, you definitely need to get up in their business.
Man,
because
sometimes
if you show it, they don't care if you don't. And it's so easy to get sucked into the situation that's going on there. It's so easy to get in that, because a lot of kids feel like they have to belong. And once they get caught up in that, it's really, really hard to get out of it. So I encourage parents.
That's right. And, you know, another thing is this, that means something else that what you just said was actually so absolutely true. Try to be very open with your kids, and try to make them be very open with you, because that's very important to have a relationship with your children. That way they don't hide anything, you know. They won't hide anything. They'll be very open with you. And this is another thing you need to also do with their children. Don't be afraid to talk to them about anything. I don't care what it is. You should be able to talk to your child about anything. I don't care what it is. That is very important. So I see some kids say, "I don't want to talk to my mother about this because I'm nervous about this." So I'm like, that should not be, because they're going to be holding something that could destroy them for the rest of their life or could destroy them at all, you know, in general.
Yeah, you want your kids to be, you want a major resource for your children. I don't care what it is. You can't, if you don't have an answer, then go find the answer. If you need to speak to someone that is older than you, because we have a lot of young parents nowadays. I was a young parent once. So, I mean, but you still, Timothy said something very important, communication, very open. Me, I talk to them just about everything. Because no parent wants to find suicide letters. You know, mom, dad, you were not involved in my life. I felt like I, you know, needed to just leave. And that happens every day. Because the suicide rate among teenagers, it happens all the time. And a lot of parents, sometimes they don't have time to stop and talk with their kids. They don't make time to stop and talk with their kids. You have to definitely keep that open so you will know. And, you know, I'm pretty sure a lot of parents have said this to their child, and I know my mom used to tell me the same thing. You don't even have to say anything. I know you like a book. So in that way, if you have that communication open with your child, you can pretty much know when they're hurting, you know, when something is wrong with them, as opposed to, you know, you're telling someone, I don't know what's wrong with them. I don't know. You should know.
Let me call and find out where my guest is at. Can you hold on for me?
I sure can.
What song do you want to hear? I'm going to play a song while I got you on hold.
Mm-mm. I'll talk while you got me on hold.
Okay.
So, people, you listen to the Timothy Hodge Show. Today is Thursday. He's coming to you live from Blog Talk Radio. Waiting on guest checking Keith Murray. I'm pretty sure you guys remember Keith Murray, rapper out of New York City. If you don't remember Keith Murray, I know you remember the most beautiful listing in the world. I like that. I can barely say beautiful, so it's the most beautiful listing in the world. I'm reading up on Keith Murray, and The Most Beautifulest Thing in the World, which was a single off of The Most Beautifulest Thing in the World album that was released November the 8th, 1994. Oh, my goodness, about 15 years ago. Number 34 on the Billboard 200 chart position, R&B hip-hop chart position number 5. That right there actually went gold. So that is very, very accomplished. Are you back, Timothy?
Yeah, I got something to tell you later on.
I'm sorry.
But go ahead, finish talking with me, and go ahead, you're doing a very, very great job.
I'm just, you know, just in my research. I love it when Timothy called me and he'll tell me who he'll have on. So I like to do some research because I want to have some great questions for that. So, I was just sharing with the listeners. I'm pretty sure everybody knows that the most beautiful listing in the world went gold. looks like he had another album that released out in November 26, 1996, sold about 300 units, and the single off of that was The Rhyme. Yeah, I don't remember that one. I probably remember if I listen, if I hear it. The last album that Keith Murray actually worked on was The Fear of the Real Hip Hop, Rap Mer Phobia, that was released July 31st, 2007. I don't have the sales right there, but on the R&B hip hop chart position, it was number 7. The Billboard 200 chart position was number 52. And the single off of that one was Nobody Do It Better, featured Tyrese and Junior. So,
Mr. Lee, my guest is here. You want to go ahead and introduce him for me?
Hello, Keith Murray. How are you doing?
Hello,
Keith.
Yeah.
You on?
Yeah.
How you doing, man?
Hello.
How you doing, man? Yeah, Keith, you on? How you doing, man?
I'm alright. What she said? I sold how many copies in 1996?
In 1996. 300 units 300,000 units.
Oh, yeah, I said 300. I was like, whoa, she got that. Oh.
No. 300,000, I'm sorry. Let me put those zeros on there.
Okay, cool.
Chief, how you been, man?
Oh, yeah, listen, I'm going through the tunnel. I got a call. I'm about to go through the tunnel.
Say it again.
He said he's going through a tunnel. I think he's going to call you right back.
Okay. Wow. Okay, that's no problem. But shout out to Katie Murray, of course, Miss Newton. I'm just going to get your numbers right. It's not, it didn't do 300, it did 500,000.
It did three. I'm reading, which was this right here, with the latest update as of the 14th of September 2009. So, might need to call them in and tell them to pencil in the rest of the numbers on that. So, I have the numbers correct. So, that's not getting my answer.
I got. Anywho, that's why he was a part of the former member of, I don't know if he's former or he's still with the Boos. I know Redman is doing things with Method Man now, and I know Eric Sherman is doing some solo projects now, so I don't even know if that group is still, you know, together or not. But nevertheless, he was a part of the Death Squad, I believe, and I don't know when the group started, but he's a part of that group. He also did a song with Tyrese and I forget it, some other people. That song was pretty popular. Go ahead, Miss Moon. What else were you saying this evening?
I wanted to know, what does it mean when the source gives you four mics? Is that something big when you have four mics? It says that the title track from his album, The Most Beautifulest Thing in the World. I like that. I like beautifulest. I can say that better. What's it mean, like four mics? By the store, so I guess that's a big thing, considering the fact that this album actually went gold for him, and it sold 465,000 units. Yeah, okay. I want to get those numbers right there, because Mr. Murray himself is here, people, and he may be correcting the girl, Miss Newton, so that's fine.
Okay, my guess is back. Keith?
Hello?
Yeah, Keith, you're on, man.
Hello?
Yeah, Keith, you're on. Keith, why's my baby banging up on me?
Keith needs to go to a park and just park there and then call back to the show so there won't be no safety.
Hello, but I actually heard him. I don't know, maybe he's having reception problems. Is he still in the tunnel? Can you detect that Miss Newbie from your radar?
Out the tunnel.
Out the tunnel. Come on, Keith. Where are you at? Where you at? We kicking new flavor. I don't even know if that's even his song. I don't think that's his song. What's that? New flavor in your air. I think that's his song. I don't know who's song that is. That's not that familiar, though. It was a popular song. Flavor in your air. Shout out to, Miss Nibby, we gotta do another celebration for you. I was planning to sing and everything for your birthday. I was all set up and how was I gonna do it? I had it all set up. I had my voice ready and everything. And I'm like, oh my god, oh shit. So we gotta do something. We gotta set something up for like a celebration show for you or something, you know, to do it again.
Did you call into the show that night?
Yeah, and I had that music on there and everything.
Oh yeah, because I hadn't called in yet. Yeah. You know,
so kind of like after 10, 15 minutes, I said, oh, she's not gonna do it. So I just didn't bother by anymore.
It was 10:17 when I called in.
Yeah, so you know, I kind of thought after that, and I thought, oh, she's not gonna do the show, not that late. Oh, like, she's probably gonna do it. you know what happened. So I said, you know. And then when I tried to call your cell phone, I said, oh, I said, no, something happened.
Yeah. Somebody stole my phone. They actually stole my phone because there were activities on my phone when I checked my records. I'm like, are you serious? You steal my phone and make calls on my birthday? Okay, I'm cutting it off. So, it's like you're not using it. But, hey, anybody has Miss Nubian phone, please. I had, like, over, like, 300 contacts in, so I'm done. Ugh. Is he back?
No, I'm waiting on him. I'm going to call Miss Dolan. I'm going to clear my call and see what's going on. Hold on, Miss Nubian.
Okay.
Call some of my listeners before I go.
All right, people. Keith Murray has been with your host, Timothy Hodge. Something is going on with his phone. He's riding through tunnels and all that good stuff, but definitely he will be calling back in. So if you want to give Timothy a call, 914-338-1996. This is Keith Murray for all of the Blog Talk listeners out there who want to hear the start of the most beautiful thing in the world. Also, in 1999, Murray also released It's a Beautiful Thing. The single off of that one was incredible. Sold about 150,000 units. I think that's good. I don't know about anybody else. I guess since I'm not into music, and that's going to be one of the questions I'm going to ask him. What is good? I mean, I know when you sell lots and lots and lots, yet along with millions and millions, I know that it's great. So when do the numbers start as far as you're in it now? So also, April 29th, 2003, he released He's Keith Murray. That
Hello?
Was about 60,000.
Nubian?
Yes.
Okay. He said that. Wow, he's still going through the tunnel.
That is a long tunnel, people.
Huh? Yeah,
I want
to yeah. And he told me, I just called him. He told me, I know you have to go, so,
So how long is your show?
Well, I'm probably going to have to do it for an hour now because he told me that he needs like 10 minutes to get out of the tunnel.
I'm fine. I have a pot pie in the oven, so.
Huh?
I have my dinner in the oven, so I'm good.
Okay. You said you have dinner in the oven?
Pot pie, yeah.
Huh?
Chicken pie in the oven.
Oh, that sounds great. I think I'll come over tonight.
I will definitely have some chicken pot pie waiting on you.
You know what? I've never eaten them. I've never eaten chicken pot pies. I've never eaten them.
Good. Of course, I make it from scratch, so hey.
You make who?
I make it from scratch.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about you down south people.
Okay, you know country. You gotta know how to cook.
Huh?
Yeah. I said, what country are you? You gotta know how to cook.
Oh, that's true. I forgot you guys, like my grandma, who used to make things from scratch. Because you know what? This is the craziest thing. When I saw somebody make banana pudding, right, and so my friend, she had a box, and I said, you don't make banana pudding like that. She said, yes, I said, no, you don't. I said, that's not my grandmother's cooking. She said, your grandmother probably makes from scratch. I said, oh, that's why. Because I never, every time I see somebody make banana pudding, my friend, they make it from scratch. They don't use no boxes. They,
yeah.
You know, And I find it kind of weird that she's making it from a box. I'm like, what are you doing? I'm like, that you're not doing that right. I'm like, no, you don't use no box. You use eggs and then she said, Tim. She said, because your family makes it from scratch.
Yeah.
I'm not used to seeing nobody make no box. I'm like, what are you doing? Even with cake. I'm like, what are you doing? I'm like, that's not how you do it. They don't, you know, so I had to learn that people don't do everything that they, you know. But it tastes so much better when you do things from scratch and you make it tastes so much better when, you know.
So I'm looking at the Oprah Winfrey show.
Uh-huh.
And I think her edges needs relaxing.
You know what?
Yeah.
You know what?
I love her though, hey. That's the black woman to black woman. Yeah. She just needs to like relax her edges.
she's a billionaire with a capital B.
Yeah.
You should not even be telling me that. That she needs.
Yeah. Well, hey, turn up television, and the Oprah had billions of viewers. So hey, everybody else see it too. So, but she's still a great person.
I'm pretty sure her style is probably missed $100,000 a year or more, and yet
she needs to fire them because they shouldn't have let them on here looking while they're looking like that. She definitely needs to get a pay cut because, I mean, my daughter is in school for master cosmetology, so she can definitely, she would definitely hook Oprah up. But, hey, nevertheless, yeah, her ex just needs relaxing. That's all. It's okay.
Wow, no, that doesn't make any sense. Somebody of that stature, somebody like a stylist to do everything for her should not be on TV. But then the hair needs to be permed. You should not even have noticed that.
Exactly. But she's here.
And again, she's a billionaire with a capital B. Billionaire.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you are right, and you got that much money and whatnot. You should, you know, and keep yourself up or whatever. Not saying this, you know, it's just that I can detect that coming from a black woman who, you know, at one point, you know, it's like, hey, I need to go ahead and relax these edges. I know what it looked like.
And if she has a stylist, they should know to if they do hair, they should know you do the relaxing, you do it from the roots.
So Chris Rock new movie Good Hair, Bad Hair, or Bad Hair, Good Hair, something like that, is actually coming out tomorrow. So
that's,
I wanted to
funny.
Know first. Yeah,
that's too funny. I saw that this morning. Nia Long, who's in a movie, she was on Kathy Lee and Hoda, and she was talking about the movie with Chris Rock. Now, so hopefully you guys, I think that it's in selective theaters now, but I think the 20-something is going to be in theaters worldwide. So, you know, you guys can go check that out. If you guys are near the selective theaters, I don't know what the selective theaters, you know, are, but you guys can go check that out. I don't know if it's going to be a great movie or not, but it seems like it's going to be. And I love Nia Long. She did a lot of good projects. She was on she's doing some new sitcom now. I forgot the name of it, but she's I like her. She did a lot of Love Jones. She did a lot of projects.
Yeah.
Huh?
I said yeah. What's her role in that movie? Is she like
You know what? I forgot. I really, really forgotten what she actually did in that movie.
Because she has great hair.
Yes, she does. Yes, she does. She,
I mean, I don't know whether it's still short or not, but she's
yeah,
always with the short hair.
I saw her this morning. It was she said she had put everything out and she had really short hair. Yeah.
A lot of people, a lot of ladies that are in, you know, the spotlight or they are actually going natural now. So because weave now is just becoming an accessory. It's like, ooh, girl, what color am I putting in my hair today? Ooh, what ponytail am I do today? It's not like the norm hair anymore. It's just becoming what goes great with these boots. You know, should I put the curly weave in or the straight? Or should I do ponytail? It's like becoming a part of your outfit or your day or whatnot, as opposed to back in the day, women would actually go get their hair done like twice a month or whatnot, put those tight rollers in them, you know what I'm saying? And then they tie their hair up at night or whatnot and get up the next day and just pick it out. So Tyra Banks actually started going natural. I have yet to see her with her real hair now. So
It's not bad. I saw that. I saw her. Her hair is not bad.
And then I don't think there's none of them hair is bad. You know, just your hair. But of course, you want different styles. If you're in the light, you know, people are gonna look at you and you want to have a different style. So I guess a lot of times it's position that you're in. Me personally, right now, I'm rocking the micro braids because they actually grow my hair, and I'm working, you know, good with my scalp and conditioning it and making sure that it grows. After micros, I'm going back to just my regular hair, and this is going to be it.
Right.
Forever.
Now, who thinks about
braids? My daughter will help me take them out. It's a job to get them taken out, but she's
right.
Really good as far as braiding. It only takes her 4 hours to do it.
Wow.
Yeah. She's phenomenal with the braids. And yeah, she's really, once she graduates and all that good stuff, I'm going to set her up with her shop, and she's going to do very well, very well, because
yeah,
of her time efficiency and all that good stuff, and the fact, the knowledge, and the fact that she's very creative. She's going to do very well, so.
See, it's a good thing when you got a mom like Miss Nubian who has a pull and who can get just about anything done, or anything that she wants to get done, she can get it done. And who knows? Is this Macy we're talking about?
This is Macy we're talking about.
Macy may have a movie coming out called Macy's Shop. So just guys, be on the lookout for that, because you never know. Miss Nubian, her mom, you know, she's already said she got a shop coming out pretty soon. And who knows, probably Tiny and Toy is going to be clients. Who knows, Frankie and Nessie. You never know. It's all down in there. So, you know, T.I. somebody getting his hair braided there. You never know.
But, hey, nevertheless, we definitely trying to be successful over here. I tell you that much. You know, they better be successful.
Now, how much more longer does she have?
She will be graduating, and actually, she'll be graduating March, and she's actually making a little history within the school that she's going to, because Macy's only 17. She graduated high school when she turned 16, well, like maybe 4 months after she turned 16, because I homeschooled her, and I pulled her out of school because she was just so advanced from the other kids, and I said, okay, you know. And she was getting really bored, you know, the teacher she's trying to teach, and Macy's getting bored. So I pulled her out, and I decided to homeschool her myself, and I did that when she was in the sixth grade. So within, like, 3 years after that, she was already on a 12th grade level. A lot of things that she learned, she kind of self-taught herself along with my help. But after that, we went through all of the tests, and she passed with flying colors. It was just like, okay, I know you can do this, which is smart. So being a cosmetologist is something that she always wanted to do from the time she was a little kid. She always messes with her doll's hair and stuff like my hair, everybody's hair. She wanted to braid, she wanted to style or whatever, do this and do that. So I'm like, okay, why not put you in school for this? Let's go ahead. And she started doing hair, and everybody want to get a freebie, but you're not about to do hair for free.
Exactly.
So, like, you know, hey, I'm only 14. I can do it. And, no, you're not about to do it for free. So put her in school about a year ago, and she'll be done in March. So preferably everything goes through. She'll be 18 in January, but I guarantee you by the time she's 19, she will have her own shop. So that's gonna be very, 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 very hot, and we're just waiting. We're just excited, and plus, of course, me. I have my own stylist in the home. I don't have a pay for anything, but of course, you know, the teacher, I pay her too. People, I.
Hello.
Yeah, Keith.
Yo, is this a conference call? Sound like I'm interrupting somebody.
No. That's
trying to kill some time, you know. That's all.
That's my co-host.
Oh, yeah.
That's my co-host, Keith. She's a huge fan of yours, but she wants to call for me today to talk to you tonight. Keith.
What'd you say?
That's my co-host. She's a huge fan of yours, so she wanted to come and co-host with me. There just so she had opportunity to talk to you, man.
All right, cool. Well, we record this?
Yeah. We're recording. It's a pre-recorded.
All right, cool. I just want to know what I'm dealing with.
No, you good. Keith, you good, man. You good over here, man. You always good over here, man.
Absolutely. I don't mean like in no malice type of way, just so I can give you what best what you need.
Nah, you good. How you been?
I've been zigzagging the world, moving and shaking, putting things in its proper perspective.
It's been a while since I heard anything from you, man. You know, been missing in action, man.
Yeah, I had to recuperate from that last endeavor with Koch.
Yeah. what's the real story behind that, man? If you could tell us, man, what actually really went down
with Koch?
Yeah.
What did you hear?
Give it to me, baby.
Don't hold back. Give it to me.
I mean, I heard some things with the deal going. We don't put ourselves into drama like that. So I want you to just tell me what we.
Nah. Put it out. I want you to.
I don't know
what you heard. I like to hear it. I like to read the news and shit.
I'm just saying, I heard, you know, this will be 4 album sales, you know, things like that. So I don't know what actually happened.
Oh, yeah, I'm very disappointed in that. But, you know, Koch, I respect Koch for giving me a chance to put a record out. They're independent. They're not a powerhouse for Keith Murray, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
I need the major label shit. Niggas is like, I didn't even know you came out with a tape. What up? I'm in the streets right now walking through Manhattan.
Oh, man, I know you got love.
Yeah. All right, love, baby.
Love.
All right. So, yeah, I'll just let people let them know it's real. So you're going to hear that time to time when I'm talking to you. You know what I'm saying?
No, that's fine.
Yeah, well, the album sales work for, but Koch is not a powerhouse. And Keith Murray is a star, you know what I'm saying? An A star.
No doubt.
Need that $1 million push behind me. So
right.
I wasn't even going to go to Koch. Eric Sermon said, yo, good opportunity for you to go over there, come out real quick and get money. I signed. They didn't put me out until a year later. Then, you know, you got Alan Grunblack over there in the magazine like, yeah, this is going to be one of our biggest records, blah, 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 blah. And it had poor results. Keith Murray's an artist. Making the music is not a problem for me. The problem is the label getting on the same page as me and going out there and getting behind me. They think they slick. They sold a certain amount of money, got their money back, and made money off of me. They independent. But then they'd be like, oh, you know, well, okay, we're going to shut down now. They'd have put more money behind. Nobody do it better with Tyrese, a big movie star, and Murray, the man that come out in front of any crowd and capture the moment. It would have been more, but it wasn't working out. You know what I'm saying? I said a few things up there to people. They got sensitive with the Allen. I'm like, yo, y'all need to stop being sensitive. This is a business.
Right.
So I'm like, I appreciate it. They let me go. They did what they did, but I'm on my way to a major. I'm going to talk to 50, Steve Rifkin on Eminem, because I ain't got time to play. I'm too talented and too blessed to be playing with anything other than what my stature should be. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah, I don't think you should have went over to Koch from the door. You know what I mean? I don't think Koch is where you should be from the door. From my experience, you know, Koch is full of shit with sometimes, you know. That's my personal experience, you know, nothing against
him. I'm not dissing him. Don't get me wrong.
You keep it real, you know. Koch is full of shit with certain things. I deal with the artists a lot, you know, from beyond the station. So, you know, I kind of know what goes on over there, you know what I mean? But,
yeah, they make their money and stick it under the table on niggas, you know what I'm saying? And they make it seem like, well, things ain't working out. You right, it ain't working out, because y'all got paid off of me. I sold like 60,000 copies over there. What's that times $15? You do the math.
So you didn't see no paper from them?
I seen the advance, and then they tied everything up in red tape. Oh, we spent money here, we spent money there. All right, y'all got me.
Now, where was your people at, Keith, when you signed this deal? Where were they at?
Who, my management?
Your management, your lawyers, where were they at when you signed this deal?
My lawyers was there. The deal was good. But then I switched management in the middle of the situation. I had Blue Williams then. I hired Blue. I had Redman's manager, Ellis. I felt like, you know, all right, I'm going to part ways with y'all because, you know, I just needed this different energy. Then Blue came along. He put a lady on my case, one of his friends, and it just didn't work out. No communication was right, and I just didn't get that push. So shit started falling back, so I fell back. I'm not crying. I appreciate the opportunity. Nobody do it better. That shit come on at the concert. That shit bang.
That was a cool situation, man.
Yeah, I'm setting my heights on higher goals. With the music I got, I know a major's going to get it. So I'm going to bring it to the people like it should be got. Put me out right, guarantee. I said I made a bad move when I went to Koch. I should have went to 50 Eminem or Steve Rifkin. Put me out right, guarantee, no flop. But $65,000, that's good for them. They made their dough. That's how they do. That's how they play that game.
Okay, Miss Newby, you got a question for Keith?
I just want to know with all that right there, and I'm listening to you, and I'm like, yeah, you know, hey, with the confidence that you have, how are you putting that into force now? What are you working on now?
Fortunately, by the grace of God, I'm from the lineage of EPMD. I'm one of the best performing entertainers that ever graced the stage. And I've been called upon throughout the years constantly to do shows. So being in front of the crowd and going on the internet, seeing the good comments, walking down the street, seeing the energy, I got records that's going hit, that's off the hook right now. So I just need to get the proper placement with a label. And I'm good money.
Who would you like to work with? Who would you like to work for? What label company would you like to go with?
I want to work for 50 Cent. Because 50 Cent gets Keith Murray. Eminem would get Keith Murray. Steve Rifkin will get Keith Murray. And I have no problem going out there every night and blowing that stage to smithers with the records I got. You know what I'm saying? Selling my lifestyle. My life story. Not too many artists can say they've been through a scar. Peace, Lord. All right? Not too many artists can say that they have experienced the life experience that Keith Murray has or been where Keith Murray has. You know what I'm saying? So I'm coming with the book, the documentary, and the album. My album is called Too Blessed to Be Stressed.
That's what I'm talking about.
What is this project you're working with Cannabis?
Well, this project I'm working with Cannabis is called The Under Guards.
Mm-hmm.
It's strictly for the underground. You know, me and Cannabis haven't had the most success as two talented artists that we are. So we came together so we can rant and rave, spit hardcore lyrics, different styles, just be us totally free, unconsciously. For this one go round, because I had to get that off my chest coming from my last situation. I just felt that, you know, I need to get a lot of steam off my chest, and I can't do that on a Keith Murray album. People are going to expect something different from Keith Murray than if I could just get with Cannabis, the lyrical monster, and we just go at it back and forth for the hardcore fans that know and love that about us. You know what I'm saying?
This project is actually already out, right?
Well, we just released a 7-song EP online only last Tuesday, and it's got good reviews. It's doing well as far as what I wanted to do. I see writers say, or people say, well, it ain't gonna sell a lot. Truthfully, me and Cannabis got backing. We got 100 G's. Get the album like that. I'm not really, I hope it go platinum, but I'm not looking for that. This is a touring entity, and we got good songs, and when we come out, we're going to just tear the underground to pieces.
Right. Keith, have you reached out to like people like 50 and Eminem already?
Well, I seen 50 the other day at the 50 Fest. We chopped it up for a minute. Nothing but love. So I'm going to go out there and I'm going to have these meetings with them to show them my lifestyle and what I'm bringing to the table. That's a sure win. Because my story is kind of similar to 50 and shit like that, and I know he would be susceptible to it. So we're going to knock on some doors and see what it look like and play this music I got. I ain't going in there empty-handed without the book and the movie and the album laid out. You know what I'm saying?
Right. You are. You're very, very, very talented, man.
I appreciate that.
I feel bad what Koch did, man.
You can't feel bad. It's a business deal. They gave me money. I lived it. And you got to remember, though, they don't play on the major field. They act like it, but you got to remember, they're not putting that money up to sell those units.
But, remember, artists is also responsible for a portion of their career. I know you can't always expect the label to. You got to do some pushing yourself. I'm not saying that you did not do that.
Absolutely. But in this day and age, you do.
Right. So, I feel like they got you. You know, like you got God, and, you know, it's like you can't do anything about it. You got to move on with it. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. That's why I don't even really want to keep dwelling on the conversation. They tried to play their part. They gave me opportunity, but, you know, they moved on, and I moved on. My album was crazy, Rapophobia. For those who didn't hear it, go pick it up. The shit is stupendous. You know, I delivered. I know I delivered. So it ain't no, yo, I'm mad at them. That's been like a year and a half, 2 years ago. I can't sit here and dwell on that. I thank them for the opportunity, and I'm on to the next.
What's up with Eric Sherman? You still
cool
with him?
Yeah, absolutely. He's my boss. I'm signing to Eric Sherman Production.
Okay.
And he's my brother. I know his mother. I'm his goddaughter. I'm his daughter's godfather. And we rock and roll. He actually oversaw the Underguard album and produced like 5 tracks on it.
What's up with Eric working on?
He's working on a new album himself, and he got some groups he's bringing out. And, of course, he's overseeing that new Keith Murray album, Too Blessed to Be Stressed.
Mm-hmm. And what's going on with Redman? What's up with him? What's going on with Redman?
He got the new album, Blackout 2, with Method Man. I'm on there. On a record called Everybody Scream, and they on tour. The album is doing well, and they getting that money on the road. So everybody out there, go pick that up. Yo, Dre. Somebody next? Huh? I just stepped in the barbershop for a minute. Pardon me. See, I'm in transit right now in the street, but I had to get this interview in for y'all because I appreciate the opportunity.
No, man. I appreciate you, man. I'm honored to have you, man. I've been a huge fan of yours for some time, man. And I was trying to get at you, man, when I had my anniversary show, man. I wanted you to hit the stage for us, though, man. So
I didn't know that. Anybody out there want to get in touch with Keith Murray, hit me on MySpace, or you can hit my manager up at Tobias Perry, TobiasePerry, at Gmail. And I'll come through and blaze that, because that's what I do best.
So, Keith, what else you got going on that you want our listeners to know, man?
I just want everybody to check out Peace, Lord. I want everybody to check out that Keith Murray Cannabis 7-song EP online only called The Underguards Crew. It's called In Guards We Trust, Crush Microphones to Dust. Look out for that new Keith Murray album at the top of the year called Too Blessed to Be Stressed. And basically, just check out me coming to a show near you. And you know, that's it in a nutshell right now.
Right. Let's get back for one second. Who were your musical influences? Let me ask.
Oh, man, everybody from Stevie Wonder to Billy Joel to Run DMC to EPMD to Rakim to Jadakiss to Jay-Z to Nas to Jeezy to Roberta Flack to, you know what I'm saying? Everybody, B. Everybody. Peace, Lord.
How are you,
man? All right.
I'm back.
Keith, man, I have a lot of questions for you, man. Hi, Keith. So how's I see, you know, people are showing you love out in the streets of Manhattan, man. What's up, man?
Yeah, hell yeah, I run these streets. Any city I go to, any country I go to, they say, that's Keith Murray. That's why I can understand what you're saying, like, yo, damn, they could have did better. Yeah, because motherfuckers know and love Keith Murray, but you got to give them a reason to go to the store. You can't just put minimum promotion behind me and that shit go out in one day or 2 days, and then niggas don't know, you know what I'm saying? I need that major effect.
Right, right.
And I'm glad you see that, you know what I'm saying? Because niggas know and love Keith Murray. All that other shit, the haters is needed to help me rise to a level of success. I take negative opportunity, see the positive seed in it, build on that, and grow. You know what I'm saying?
What do you think on the music industry today?
I think that the music industry has evolved. And it's more demanding. It's real cluttered. So you got to get in the mix and hustle hard and show and prove every day why you are one of the best.
Wow. And now, for these upcoming stout rappers, lyricists out here, what advice would you give to them?
If you're just trying to get in it to make money, don't get in it. Because people going to tell the real from the fake. Don't ask for a handout. Get out there and get it popping. And don't be have hate in your blood, because if you hate on another man, you ain't going to achieve what you want to achieve.
Now, Keith, do you have children or anything?
Yeah, I got children, but I don't talk about my children, because first time one of them niggas out there talk about they do something to my daughter, I will find them personally and chop their fucking head off. You feel me?
Right, right.
So I leave them out of the equation, because the nigga go say something slick and I'm going to show and prove who I beat for real.
Understandable, man. Understandable. All right. Okay, the EP you're doing, Cannabis, is actually online right now. So, you know, I don't know if I'm going to pick that up and support you with that.
Appreciate it. Y'all can go to iTunes and get that. The shit is banging. Go get that. If you love real hip-hop, go get it. I know a lot of people say real hip-hop. Nah, we got the wordplay. We got the futuristic beats with the hardcore boom bap. And we bouncing off each other naturally. And we going to perform it live on stage. So it's the full package.
Mm-hmm. When is your next performance?
I got a show in Brooklyn on the 21st. I'll be in North Carolina on the 21st of next month, and then I'm going to get this tour together and come out like that. I got a lot of spot dates all over the place. You can go to my MySpace page, my Twitter page, and my Facebook, and you can check my dates for my tours near you.
Keith, I'm going to let you go, man, but I want you to give your shout-outs and everything, man.
All right, shout out to Death Squad LOD. Shout out to y'all for letting me do this. And shout out to my fans that keep me going strong.
I'll give you MySpace and your Twitter pages. I'll give them web addresses for that.
MySpace/Keith Murray and everything else. Twitter and Facebook is Keith Murray.
Nah. All right, Keith, man, I appreciate you, man, for taking time out to come talk to us, man. I got your number, man. If it's cool, hit you up sometime, man. If I got any events or anything, come on, man. I want you at the stage or something.
Absolutely. Love and respect. And if you feel like you want to ask me a question that you didn't get in, just call me back or text me, and I'll hit you up with that answer.
All right. Cool. Keith, man, I appreciate you, man. Much love to you, man. Much success with everything, man. I appreciate you for coming on the show, man, all right?
Oh, yeah, and I want to give a shout-out to all my female fans, because I love them. They keep me going, baby. Word.
Right,
and shout-out to the female that was on the phone with us. I know she ain't getting a lot of questions in, but shout-out to her, too.
Oh, Miss Nubian, that's one of my calls.
Oh, the Nubian Queen. Peace to the Nubian Queen.
Yeah, yeah. I know she's going to be mad now that she had to go, you know, but shout out to her.
She had to go. Tell her that's messed up. She stepped off without saying bye to me.
She had to get a sign from football president, so she had to leave the studio, man.
Yeah, I know what that is.
You know, parents, man. But But Keith, I know it's a crazy question, man. Can you do a little freestyle for me, man?
Yo, Paul, my Kanye West. I hear what they say, but I feel Keith Murray is the best. Yes, nevertheless, haters is needed to help me rise to a level of success. And yo, these rappers swear they a good look, and probably can't even balance a bank book.
Keith, appreciate that, man. Appreciate that so much, man. Thank you so much, man. Once again, continue success with everything, man. Also, you're performing in Brooklyn. Let them know the spot, man.
I'm performing at Southport.
And let them know how they can get their tickets, or let them know.
Y'all can just go online, Southport, you know, Williamsburg, Brooklyn, and just y'all just follow me online, and y'all will know where I'm at next.
All right, Keith, man, appreciate you, man. Good luck with everything, man. And then, man, come back by the show anytime as you see fit, man.
I will. Holler at me. Let me know what time it is. I'll do promotions for y'all, do my drops and everything.
All right, man.
All right, peace.
Shout out to the one and only Keith Murray for coming on my show. I appreciate him so much. Make sure you guys go pick up his album, Under God, featuring Cannabis. And shout out to him. I'm going to jump into some music, and I'll be right back. Here is Marcus Houston. I'm going to reschedule that show, guys, so make sure you guys don't look out for that. Here is Marcus Houston with Because of You. And I'll be right back. Once again, shout out to the one and only rap legend, Keith Murray, for coming on the show. Where is my...
Yeah. Girl, I must confess, from the first time I saw you, thought to myself, don't I know you, girl, you stole my heart, and I cannot lie, wish I was the kind of guy, wish I was the one that you wanted to claim, wanted to spend your time with,
baby, your love,
checks, got me going out my head, got me thinking strange feelings, girl, you're the only one that makes me feel this,
and baby,
imagining what it looks like in the mirror, girl. I'm so glad that I got at you. I'm so glad
you
that you was with me.
In your eyes,
it was gonna be you and I. They brought you into my life, and so come into my world. I wanna be your boy. I want you to be my girl, the one that I love. I put above everything. Yeah, got me going out my head, got me thinking strange feelings. Got me, 'cause you're the only one that makes me feel this.
Yeah.
with a banger.
Yeah.
Lie.
What a deal, shawty. You know it ain't chicken if you got it.
Chicken if you got it, what you asking?
Shawty, you know that I got that cash. You don't even have to ask. Hey, have anything you want to. Cause I can make it rain on you. Cause you know it ain't
chicken if you got it. Chicken if you got it. Chicken if you got it, what you asking?
I'm on pilot, I'm walking through the profit. And everybody know it ain't tricking if you got it. I'm digging in my pocket while I'm sipping this Bacardi. Might know a couple dollars here, plenty if you smile. And you drizzle on your pilot, but I really ain't decided. Just feel as though I got it, cause it really ain't an object. Just open out your body while you body, body popping like, don't stop it, let me go back in my wallet.
So you know that I got that cash. You don't even have to ask. Can't have anything you want to. Cause I can make it rain on you. Cause you know what I ain't tricking.
If you got it, tricking. If you got it, tricking. If you got it, what you asking? Tricking. If you got it, 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 what you asking?
Yeah. The way her body moves, I can't help but stop and stare. Pull the sack out of my pocket and say, can I touch you there? Without no where I think it happens, I think there. Like them on in the morning, I love.
My son was calling me, and I had to return the call to let him know that I was actually in the car on my way, and, yeah, he kept calling me, so.
Yeah, he, I told him, I said, just because I'm up for football practice, he said, oh, I can't understand that. He said, but I wanted to speak to her. He said, I wanted to speak to the Nubian queen. I said, oh.
Wow. But I listened to the interview. I think the last I heard, you was asking him about Eric. And he would say, so he was his, you know, daughter, goddad, or something like that. So that's the last thing I heard.
Yeah. He wanted, you know, the opportunity to talk to you.
Say what?
He wanted to have the opportunity to talk to you.
Well, maybe when you get him on the next time after he go, you know, platinum this time after he get with 50, that would definitely be hot. He sounds very confident, very talented, very sure, ready. So I'm pretty sure he'll do very well.
Yeah, he'll do pretty good. He's cute, and I liked him. He was very honest, very open about stuff. And another thing is that what he spoke about is that you know what, the Kakashi situation. I don't really like myself out there, and I'm not a, you know.
I mean, you guys were saying, what were you saying, Kosh?
Koch.
Who is that? Is that a record label or something? Who is that? I don't know. Come on now, Timothy. Who is that?
I'm getting ready to cut you. Yeah, Koch Entertainment is the largest independent record company.
Oh, okay. Well, it's not like they're big, so that's probably why I don't know.
Well, Koch Entertainment is really huge. It's really,
really, really?
It's a major independent company. They do major things, but they don't put it out like the major. I mean, you know, as Keith was explaining, you know what I mean?
So they're not reputable.
Hmm?
Are they not reputable? I mean, is that what it is? The reputation.
Mean,
I mean, are they...
I mean, they slick some artists, and some artists they do, some artists they put the money around, some artists they don't. So you have to understand what culture, you're independent, you know, you have to be careful. So when there's sometimes if they can pull a fast one on you, they will. I don't want to put, you know, Koch out there like that. You know, don't go to Koch Records. You know, because some artists do very well when they're under Koch. Some don't. You know, this will happen. They pull a fast one. And then another thing, as Keith said, this is a business, and you got snakes in this business.
Oh, what? Yes. They got bull constrictors and everything.
You got to watch out for a thing, and you never know when this thing's gonna strike.
Exactly.
As somebody's always said, you just like a snake in the grass. You never know when that snake in the grass is gonna keep moving until he strikes before he wants to bite you. He does not warn you. Sometimes they warn you, sometimes they don't. They just either come and get you or they'll warn you. But you
everybody's
never,
hungry.
Hmm?
I said everybody's hungry. They're just hungry and they're just trying to get out there and get whatever money they can get. You know, from whoever, if they feel like, hey, this guy's hot right now, you know, let's do him in. You know, a lot of times, a lot of artists, they go to the label companies hungry, like they haven't been fed in years, literally. And that's where I think a lot of labels feel like, I can get this one. We'll give them a little bit just to make them seem like everything is going fine. But that's why I asked. I heard you guys talking, so I just kind of figured that, hey, must be some label company or whatever, whatnot. I didn't have a great, you know, deal with them or whatever. But, you know, I don't know, Koch, or whatever. What artists do you know of that have came from this particular label?
A lot of people were under Koch, you know, for a long period of time. BG, the one I had, what's his name that was on my show?
Who, BG?
Yeah, BG from the Hot Boys was.
Oh, okay.
Saigon was on Koch. I can't think right now. Koch would have some probably pretty great artists that were on Koch. They wanted to go independent, but again, Koch has had a whole change. The company has changed. I don't even know if Michael Koch is head of. He's the founder. I don't know if he's still involved with the company now. But it's called Koch right now. It's called Koch Entertainment or E Entertainment. It's a whole kind of whole change that's been going on. So it's a lot of different people there now. Different things are going on with the Koch record right now.
Mm.
And I just like when artists like Keith Murray, their statue gets like ripped off or you know things like that. And again, it's not my battle. And he said he's moved on. And you know, it happened a year ago, so he's moved on, and, you know, he's trying to get, you know, a major thing, you know, so hopefully, I'm really hoping that it really works out for him, because he was very, very down to earth, you know, he's walking the streets of New York, and talking to his fans, and, you know, so, and he didn't have any security or anything, he was just walking, you know, by himself, you know, or whatever the case may be, so.
Wow.
For that, you know.
Is your show, are we still on?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, we are. me think of something not meant to miss recent entertainment. There was this David Letterman thing. They have made this man a very rich, rich man. I mean, I heard that his show numbers went up. The ratings are through the roof right now. And it's bad publicity at the time, and that sometimes can help you out in so many ways, even though it's bad publicity, but it can help you out in so many ways. Did you hear about that down there?
You talking about David Letterman?
Yeah.
Letterman?
Yes.
Yeah, I saw that mess. No, people kill me. No, they just, I don't know what to say. It's just every time you turn around, somebody is just trying to just get like in the spotlight. How is it where you can be scandalous and your numbers go up? Are you serious?
Isn't that something? Either you got to show your numbers go up, or if you got an album come out, your album sales go through the roof. Isn't that something?
That is awesome.
So people who never even heard of this man, they heard of him now and they know about his show.
And you can't make it home.
Now, who's that quiet tray?
I'm on the show.
Who's that quiet tray?
I'm sorry.
Who's that quiet tray?
Yes.
Huh?
Looks like I'm carpooling. Do his parents know he plays football or something? Do they know he plays football?
Yeah,
one. We need to find a way for him to get home. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry, Blog Talk.
That was a real Miss Nubian. That's just how
definitely.
And she does not remember. So if your child is with her, she's not going to take them home. Make sure you pick up your child on your own. Because Miss Nubian will not take them home. Shout out to Wendell and Keith Murray for coming on the show. And shout out to Miss Nubian. She had to go. Nevertheless, I'm going to jump into this track that made Keith Murray who he is today. It's entitled The Most Beautiful Thing in This World. It's just like that. It's like that. Make sure you guys go pick up his album, Under God, featuring rap artist Cannabis. Here is The Most Beautiful Thing in This World by Mr. Keith Murray. And I'll be right back. Thank you guys for listening and tuning in.
Mythological niggas is comical, the astronomical is coming through like the flu bombing you, and then bombing in your crew too, with the musical, mystical, magical, you know how I do, the word attack skills and vocabulary too, cover history and disposition is all brand new, get through, I'm interplanetary and like Doctor Who, so who, wanna get chipped on, word is bold, I'm kicking rhymes since the 8M vote just won, now Quincy, but I'm back on the block and not selling crack, I'm coming in with the fat, fuck flows and tracks, so what you saying, black, with all that yak and yak, my order facts. I'm saying, I eat everything up on the menu and venue and send you swaying to be continued. The most beautiful thing in this world is just like that.
I give it to you.
The most beautiful thing in this world is just like that.
I give it to you.
The most beautiful thing in this world. In a moment, opponents are suspects. Caught up in the resuscitation, rain in the text. Least I speak, my concept freak. The itch me, sun cheek, funk figures of speech. Now that shit is in the open, I'm open, poking, scoping. Waiting for the next nigga to get open on and break them down like an organic compound. That's the way of the world as the earth goes round. Now, how the fuck you sound? I represent my clique like a faux pound. You better pack your leather dope for medication for the shaking meditation from the earthquake and shit that we be making. I'm a faking, I can sound from my crown clown. Shaking the membrane of Encyclopedia Brown. Speaking of funk, get any throwdown. Why you sustain the sound of it? But the most beautiful thing in this world is just like that.
I give it you.
The most beautiful thing in this world is just like that.
I give it you.
Just like that.
I give it to you.
vote for me and sit your ass down. Now when I'm on the microphone, I roam through zones, but don't be trying this shit at home. No matter what race, creed, color, help my heart, I come sweeter than J. Rule and damn it to amateur. As chronicle faces disorders occur, I'll assassinate your character's caliber. I channel my anger from the double-edged banger and turn it to the microphone strangler. Stop trying to see what your eyes can't follow. Say goodnight to the world and goodbye to the mall. You're raving cut, so it's a must you can bust. But not to the fuck with toys they nuts. For eternity through infinity, I eternally get in here. The most beautifulest thing in this world is just like that.
Show Mr. Keith Murray, rap icon, rap legend, coming on the show. Make sure you guys his album Under God is in stores and online right now. Go get your copy. Please support this artist. This album, he did this whole entire EP NLP with cannabis. Make sure you go support this young man, rap legend Keith Murray, for coming on the show. Wow. Friday, as I already announced, B2K members J Boog and Lil Fizz will be here. So make sure you go and pick up their new single, their new album, Nightlife, which is in stores and online already. But nevertheless, this show, a couple of minutes left of the show, but we were talking about Keith Murray also. Warren G will be here next week, and I believe some other guests are coming. Just watch the posters to find out who's going to be on the show, nevertheless. But again, Friday, I have J Boog and Lil Fizz coming over here. Warren G will be here next week. Wow, my memory's gone, but I have so many guest books coming up. But just check the postings for, see who's coming on the show. I have some great guests coming up. You guys email me, and I got the guest on. You guys wanted Keith Murray, I got Keith Murray. You guys wanted Lil J Boog and Lil Fizz, I got them on. They come Friday, so they'll be here definitely. I got DJ Chuck coming on tomorrow. I think it's tomorrow, DJ Chuck from 98.7 KISS FM in New York City. Mr. DJ Chucky Chuck, he will be here talking about his birthday bash, coming on Salt and Pepper. Raekwon, all those people are going to be at his birthday bash at B.B. King's on 42nd Street in Times Square. You don't want to miss that birthday bash. DJ Chuck T. I think it's DJ Chuck T. Who was it? Sif. Anyway, he's from Hot 97. He's from 98.7 KISS FM. So make sure you guys please tune in tomorrow to call in and speak to DJ Chuck. I want to play Gots to Be from B2K. Remember, the members will be here Friday night. You don't want to miss it.
It's not my way to talk to strangers, but I feel like I already know you. If you need somebody, I wanna manage you. I can tell that you've been through some shit.
Also, thank you. Shout out to B2K. They'll be here Friday. I didn't know what Miss Whitney Houston just announced today, her European tour. So those of you guys who live out in Europe, make sure you go check and support the one and only Whitney Houston. Her album is doing very, very well, let me tell you. So support Miss Whitney Houston. She just announced her European tour. She'll go on in the spring. I want to leave you guys with Keith Murray, once again, with the most beautiful thing in this world. I love you guys for listening and doing everything you do. Stay up, stay strong. My guest tomorrow is the one and only DJ Chuck from 98.7 KISS FM in New York. Peace out. I love you so much. Peace.
like the flu bombing you and embalming in your crew too. With the musical, mystical, magical, you know how I do. With word attack skills and vocabulary too. All the hits and the disposition is all brand new. Get through, I'm interplanetarian like Doctor Who. So who? Wanna get chipped on, word is bone. I'm kicking rhymes since the 8M vote just wrong. Now Quincy, but I'm back on the block and not selling crack. I'm coming in with the fat, funk flows and tracks. So what you saying, Black? With all that yakety yak. My order back, can't be beat with back. I'm saying, I eat everything up on the menu and venue and send you swaying to be continued.